National elections are just around the corner in Costa Rica, but fast rising COVID-19 infections have put a damper on campaign season.
We have to take very good care of ourselves and each other, keep our distance, use sanitizer, wear a mask, but everyone should be out to vote on February 6th. That's what's most important. Everyone out to vote.
Alarmingly high case numbers are not only being reported in Costa Rica. Health officials warn they're also seeing a rise in new infections elsewhere in Latin America as the Omicron variant spreads.
Panama, Costa Rica, and Honduras are reporting the highest number of new COVID cases in Central America, with cases more than doubling over the last week.
Infections in Mexico have also spiked. Hospitalizations have doubled in the past 2 weeks. Argentina is seeing new cases at a record high as well, placing the country just behind Brazil for the highest infection rate in all of Latin America. As governments scramble to meet the challenges of this latest wave of coronavirus infections, health officials say testing is still a major problem.
Demand for testing is higher than ever, especially as many countries in our region are also experiencing an active flu season. So it is critical that countries use tests smart.
Though several Latin American countries have managed to vaccinate a large percentage of their populations, many poorer nations like Honduras and Guatemala have fallen behind. International health experts say equal access to vaccines remains a major obstacle in the region's fight against the pandemic. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.